Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Patunay ang sunod-sunod na pagkalugi ng maraming kumpanya sa building industry sa kinakaharap na problema ng sektor. Dahil sa labis na dami ng gustong magkabahay, kakulangan sa paggawa at tumataas na presyo ng mga materyales, maraming mga building company ang nalulugi. Pero sinasabi ng mga eksperto na walang masyadong magagawa kundi harapin ang problema. Ang detalye sa tampok na ulat. Isang perfect storm o tunay na tila isang bagyo ang karaniwang maririnig na gamit para ilarawan ang mga problema sa kasalukuyang kinakaharap ngayon ng building industry ng Australia. At si Kelly, na ayaw ipabanggit ang kanyang apelido, ay isa sa marami na naiipit sa mga kaganapan kaugnay ng mga pagpapatayo ng bahay. Ang 40 taong gulang na si Kelly at ang kanyang asawa ay dapat na magpapatayo ng kanilang pinapangarap na bahay sa Phillip Island sa Victoria. Pero matapos gumastos ng $235,000, halos walang nagawa sa kanilang pangarap sana na bahay.
It's a two-story family home. It was meant to be beautiful. It was going to be 4-bedroom, 3-bathroom, have a view of the ocean. Worked really hard to pull all our money into this.
Pumirma ng kontrata ang mag-asawa para sa kanilang pagpapagawa ng bahay sa residential builder na Langford Jones Homes na may halos 50 taong karanasan sa industriya. Pero nung nakaraang linggo, sumailalim sa liquidation ng kumpanya. Mayroon itong mahigit sa $10 milyong na hindi nababayarang utang. Ayon sa mga liquidator na RSM, iniwan ng Langford Jones na nakatiwangwang ang humigit kumulang sa 65 building development na nasa iba't ibang yugto ng pagkumpleto. Kabilang dito ang bahay ni Kelly sa San Remo.
They've left a lot of mess. So we have a frame, we have a pile of rubbish, and we also have retaining walls that people are coming and stealing the sleepers from. So anything we've paid for is actually being stolen as well. It's been a bit of a nightmare.
Isang Langford Jones sa maraming high-profile building companies na nabangkarote sa taong ito. Ang pinakakilala ay ang construction giant na ProBuild na sumailalim sa administrasyon noong Pebrero. Pero magkakahalong dahilan din ang sinisisi sa pagkalugi ng maraming mas maliliit na home builders. Si Phil Dwyer ang pangulo ng Builders Collective of Australia, isang not-for-profit group na kumakatawan para sa mga maliliit na builder at mga consumer.
At the moment, we've got a very delicate situation because of a number of issues which start with COVID, but also the issues such as a heated building industry. You can't get a builder anywhere. A skilled shortage of people within the industry. The supply chain of materials also. Cost escalation of materials is a major issue as well. So all these rolled into one have created what we might term the perfect storm.
Dagdag ni Phil Dwyer, ang kombinasyon ng mga kondisyon ay nangangahulugan na ang ilang mga builder ay mahalagang nagbabayad para tapusin ang pagtatayo ng bahay ng mga tao.
We refer to it as the profitless boom. So in other words, builders are not making any money. They've been caught with contracts that are fixed price contracts, and yet they've been caught with the escalation of costs, the shortage of people or contractors to do the work or skills within the industry. There's a number of those issues that have created the situation and will continue to create the same situation for many others. We see it as this is the start of it and it will keep going.
Hinuhulaan ni Phil Dwyer na lalala pa ang sitwasyon sa susunod na 6 hanggang 12 buwan bago ito maging matatag. Payo niya sa sinumang nag-iisip na magsimula ng pagpapatayo o pagsasaayos ng bahay na pansamantala muna itong iantala. Si John Gomore ay isang builder mula noong 1969 na ngayon may mga ginagawang bahay sa Blue Mountains region sa New South Wales. Sinabi niya na habang ang kanyang sariling negosyo ay maayos naman, nababahala siya para sa kabuang industriya ng pabahay.
Oh, well, because you're going to see a lot of people go broke, therefore a lot of people get half-finished houses. And yeah, I mean, it's not what we want the industry to be doing. We want the industry to be running along at a nice, even pace. There's an old saying in the industry, nobody makes any money in a boom. And that's been true again this time.
Can you explain what that means?
Well, what it means is that because everyone's so busy and we're in a boom that nobody can get labour or materials, so your jobs take so much longer to do, and therefore you're actually not making any money. The secret to making money in the building industry is to get in and get out. In other words, get in, get your project built, and get out, and get the money in the bank. The longer a project sits there, the more the overheads of that project eat up the profit margin of the project.
Ipinapakita ng datos mula sa credit agency na Equifax na tumaas ang mahigit sa 30% ang bilang ng mga kumpanya na nabankrupt sa nakalipas na 12 buwan hanggang noong buwan ng Mayo. Mula sa naturang datos, tumaas ang bilang mula sa sektor ng konstruksyon at ngayon ay kumakatawan sa 28% ng lahat ng nalugi sa Australia. At habang ang bilang na ito ay maaaring katakot-takot na pakinggan, sinabi ni Scott Mason ng Equifax, sa katunayan, refleksyon ito ng wastong antas bago mag-pandemya.
Obviously, there's been a couple of high-profile insolvencies or businesses go bankrupt, so there is some reason for concern. However, I'm probably a little bit more moderate than some others because what you've got to remember is that we had record levels of low insolvency for the last 2 years during COVID. And even if you look at the increase month on month in April and May, we saw an increase 47% and 43%. We're still just getting back up to the levels of pre-COVID.
Sumasang-ayon si Jordan Murray mula Housing Industry Association.
To date, the rates of insolvency haven't risen above what would ordinarily be the case prior to COVID, although we do know that businesses are feeling pressure at the moment.
At habang kinikilala niya na nahaharap sa labis na pressure ang mga building company, walaan niyang mabilisang solusyon sa kasalukuyang sitwasyon.
At the moment, with supply chains being stretched globally, we can't import extra materials as we would in an ordinary cycle. And with borders having been closed for 2 years, we've got an exceptionally tight labour market domestically, which makes it difficult to increase the trades workforce. If there was one thing to do that a government could do to alleviate some of the pressures at the moment would be to accelerate the pace at which skilled migrants are able to come back to Australia.
Yan ang tampok na ulat na binuo ni Claire Slattery para sa SBS News na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Ako si Ana Linvilata para sa SBS Filipino.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.